Hello, Penny here. Today on my garden podcast, do you know what? Let's keep the relationship fresh by trying ballroom. Let's learn how to do the foxtrot. Let's go to tango lessons in South America. I'll call his bluff. Booked us in, and we ended up there on Thursday night. So this looks very attractive. Just dark brown soil, slightly moist, a bit crumbly. Probably got very good loam, words we've learnt through gardening. And it's the vegetable box that has been cleared. All the sprouts came out of it, the ravaged sprouts. And in it now are going to go two very healthy looking raspberry plants. Now, let's face it, we're not going to know what we're doing, are we, here? A bit like everything else in the garden, it's a bit of a have a go. That's me. Been reading up generally, not always absorbing the information, because sometimes I think you don't absorb information until you're actually doing it. So they've got to go 60 centimetres apart, so there's plenty of room for them. And I think we'll be putting a frame over them with some netting to keep those pesky birds and caterpillars out next year. Now, I am a bit confused by this raspberry plant, I have to say, because it's gone a bit leggy. One of them's gone a bit leggy and has got what looks like about to be raspberries on the end of it, but it's nearly the end of September. I thought they were early fruiting as well. I thought they were going to be summer fruiting in July, August, and looks like they're going to be late fruiting or whatever. Anyway, I don't know. Basically, things want to grow, don't they? Stick them in the ground. They'll grow or they won't. And, you know, you can learn from that. So I think what we'll do is we'll tackle the one that's been soaking in the orange bucket of water. That's nice rainwater, actually, out of the water butt. I've been given the raspberry plant a big... Or is it a tree? Or is it a bush? I don't know. I've been given that raspberry thing a good soaking. I'm going to put it in the ground. Now, the thing about the ground here, the veg box, raised bed, is that we've put cardboard about a third of the way down. The soil level was quite low because we actually ran out of soil when we started doing this, ran out of compost. So the veg had to make do. And we thought rather than weed it and rake it and, you know, make sure everything's died back before we go, we'll just use that method, which actually I think has worked quite well in one of the smaller beds. I don't think it has worked quite well. Whether it will work really well on a larger scale, I don't know. But so underneath the topsoil is this really long bit of cardboard, which came from IKEA, which was wrapped around a cupboard door that went on the front of some shelves and made them look a lot smarter. It fits perfectly. How funny is that? How joyful do you think I felt when I laid down the cardboard IKEA cupboard door wrapping to find it fitted my veg box absolutely perfectly? Anyway, little moments in life, you've got to grab them, haven't you? You've got to grab the moments of joy. So let's get this soaked root ball into the ground and see what happens. I think I'm just going to put it slap bang in the center at the end of the veg box, and I'll do the next one just over half a meter away, and that'll leave me a bit of room maybe for a third one, or maybe for a blackberry bush tree plant, we don't know what it's called, to go in if I get one whenever I see one. So I think that'll be a good plant, have a sort of a berries bush, a berries bed. I mean, right then, I think the key here is to just trim off these slightly dodgy looking canes. Now, this is another word I just think is unnecessary. A cane. Can't we just call it a stalk? So that the novice gardener isn't dead confused by such words as trip. Once the cane has fruited, trim it back. Cane? That's like something you put in the ground to support a sunflower, isn't it? Or that you walk with if you're quite posh. Or you might use in a tap routine. Talking of which, you're going to love this. Hunky husband and I went to a tap dancing class last Thursday night. I think the way we got there was by a series of bluff callings. So we were watching something on TV and this massive tap routine came up and we were both grinning like idiots going, oh my gosh, that looks like really good fun, doesn't it? And my husband said, I'd love to learn to tap dance. I could see me doing it. At which point he got up and started doing some what looked like sort of tap dancing and grinning like an idiot. So I then thought, I'm going to call his bluff on that and I'm going to buy us both tap shoes from secondhand, eBay. Let's just pretend it's, let's just call it eBay. Let's not pretend. Other secondhand buying platforms are available. Anyway, I got us both a pair of tap shoes for about £5 per pair off eBay. You know, on the off chance that we will give it up after a week, right? Anyway, these tap shoes came along. We both put them on. We happened to have some crappy old tile floor in the kitchen we don't care about. We started tapping away, not knowing what we're doing, but making a real old racket and having fun. And then hunky husband says, we should do tap classes. At which point I think he's taking the mickey. I really do. I think this is just a massive joke because my husband hasn't done anything like this ever. And it seems a bit strange that he would suddenly be talking about doing dance classes. Also, it kind of bucks the stereotype of what the husband does. I mean, the wife or one of the people in the partnership is the one who goes, do you know what? Let's keep the relationship fresh by trying ballroom. Let's learn how to do the foxtrot. Let's go to tango lessons in South America. Keep us. And one of them, usually the male partner, goes, oh, do I have to? Here was this guy in front of me with tap shoes on going, we should do lessons. Thinking, right, I actually love to do tap dancing lessons, but I wasn't sure if he was serious. Anyway, I thought, right, I'll call his bluff. And I looked into where they did tap lessons. Apparently there's a dance school down the road. I didn't know this. There's a school of dance. Booked us in and we ended up there on Thursday night. And do you know what? Somebody with a cane sat in the corner in a black outfit with a black ballet outfit on a stool and she stamped her cane on the floor and said, you know, if you want to be here, you're going to have to work and sweat and pay. And then we all started dancing around to the Kids of Fame music. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to tap. Yeah. And it was amazing. We were very skilled straight away. That's not what happened, by the way. But we did have a really good time. Oh God, I did at the end though. And it went really quickly. The time went really quickly. It was amazing just concentrating on some footwork that was fun. It takes you out of yourself. It's incredibly relaxing and stress relieving, I think. But anyway, it just zoomed by the whole time. So the teacher then goes, okay, so see you next week. At which point I just was in my own world and looked at her and went, is that it? And I didn't mean it like that. As in, is that all you've got to show us, love? Because frankly, I was expecting a bit more. And I kind of hopefully recapped and went, I mean, gosh, that just went so quickly. And is that it in time-wise, not performance-wise? Anyway, I'll make amends next week and just smile a lot. But it was good. Learned the paradiddle. And brush, I think. I don't know. I can't remember the names, but it was good. It was really good fun. And hunky husband wants to go back again and again. I think he's going to get some sort of top hat and cane, which brings us back round to why I started talking about this in the first place. In short, the raspberry tree plant bush, we don't know, has some canes on it. We're going to call them stalks, frankly. But that is irrelevant right now because it needs to go in the ground. Okay, first strike right through the cardboard. This is quite nice, actually. It's like cutting out fabric. You know, normally you kind of dig a hole in the soil and it's a bit hit and miss. This is just like a real... Oh, I've got a really good circle there. Right, okay. This is going to take a bit of time because that root ball is quite big. This soil is incredibly dry as well. It's been such a dry summer. My water butt's been left wanting. I tell you what, But I do count our blessings all the time in this country that we have water. Our climate isn't too hot at all. You know, we have food, we can grow our own food. We do so much whining about stuff though. We manage to find things to be negative and pissed off about. Excuse the French. But we have so much to be grateful for. Right, let's see how this fella fits in. I'm just gonna offer him up. I don't know why I've called him a hymn. I'm going to offer it up. Oh no, we've got a way to go. I'm going to have to call out the big guns now. Put the spade on it. Work up a bit of a sweat on a Saturday afternoon. Oh, it's 4:30. We've got cinema tickets. I better get a wriggle on. Right, got a lovely wet root ball. Oh yeah, that's a beautiful fit. Now, it's good to fit, isn't it? What is it they say in curtains? Measure twice, fit once. Something like that. Anyway, it's very dry, so I'm going to soak where it's going. That's always very pleasing, isn't it? It's very reminiscent of childhood and the beach and filling holes with water. Okay, in it goes. It's probably a little low now. Oh, for God's sake. Right, I'm going to... some soil back in. Right, that's raspberry 1 in. I won't bore you with putting raspberry 2 in. I can do that without you being here. I won't labour the point, but the idea is we've got a raspberry plant in the ground and all is well with the world. Thank you very much. Good night. I'm off to the cinema.